In fact, the government minister in yesterday met on the 7th of July this month. That meeting was about the allegation of the report which was sent out by the analyst, I mean by the UNICEF, that are prisoning the government of yesterday, or the outsourced SDLA forces that they kill about 129 children. They also raped 8 years girls and burned her to death, and then suspected of some boys. And that report really, in fact, eventually, as a government, we were very annoyed about this report. And based on that, we met on the 7th, and we tried to know how that report came out and what is the evidence of that report. So when we had the report in our meeting on the 7th, we find that those are just an allegation because there's no proof by law. And then they just, according to the report, that they just interviewed about 115 persons in Bentley, and most of them are in POC, which is ours. And most, we know that all of us in Bentley, or even in town Sudan, those three quarters of those people in POC are opposition supporters. So how do you base your report on those supporters? So that was one. And then we feel that the state coordinator, Mary Comin, is the head of that mission in Bentley. So if that report was sent out by enemies and by UNICEF, he should be aware of that report. And also, we give her the responsibility as a council, because we feel that if there's any thing like that happens, we should be informed first as a government in that state. And they did ignore us completely. They overpass us. They send the report to the national government in Juba, and from there they inform us. And we were also hearing those reports through the radio, which is not the right procedure. And at the same time, also the one who made the interview or the report of that report was the enemy's top person. Because of those reasons, that's why we give the responsibility to Mary, and then we tell her not to come to Bentley.
Why has the state government decided to reverse its decision? Could it be that it is not within the mandate of the state government to expel any diplomat?
This is what I just mentioned that before, that we reverse our decision based on after we listened to her, and we feel that she's not really fully responsible of the report of the UNICEF, and even though she's the head of the mission in the state, she's not fully responsible. Because of that reason, we reverse our decision. And also we ask them, we were looking forward from the analyst or the coordinator or all the department under the UNICEF in Bentley, that they should cooperate with us as a government. Because we don't expect them to act as a government inside the government of the state. We feel that our partners, like us, they are partner with us. We feel also, because of that, we have also to be in one place. If there's anything like that, we want also to facilitate their work. Because if there's any such things happen, those atrocities happen in any field or any site, SDLM or anybody, we are also will be able to give them a chance so that they will go and also find out by themselves. That's why the council made that decision based on that, and also that decision was actually had a three part. The first part actually we welcome the national committee which was formed by the national army and the SDLM forces in Juba, and our decision, the first decision that we welcome that national committee, and we are going to work with it, and we get them to cooperate with it fully. The second part was actually we form our committee, ministerial committee in Bentley, to find out or also to investigate those allegations until we prove what was going on. And those two parts are still there in the new resolution of the council. We only revert the last one, which is the third one. We say that we are not welcoming Mayor at this time until the investigation is over, but now we return that, and that's why we are talking to you right now, for you to know.
Well, can you confirm to us that Mary is back to Bentiu and she started her work? Can you confirm that?
Yes. She was with us yesterday in the council. We called her, we talked to her. She came with other three employees of the UN. They were one of defending the security in the Yemeni, and then also the wonderful human rights. I think African human rights, they are all, and then the other, there are four of them in number. They came to us in council, we met with them, and as soon as we informed her about this, after we listened to her, and then we reversed our decision, and we tell her, now you can resume your job. The cooperation we are looking for was called the cooperation and coordination. We are going to do the same. Now she's free to do her job fully. She also was with us, and then she went back to COC at Lukoni, and she's now resuming her job fully. And also we gave her a letter to confirm that this is what the council decided, the results of the decision.